We're getting used to seeing electric vehicles around us, cars with no engine sounds, no grills because no radiators, and no gas or exhaust smells. The state of Oregon pushed to get 50,000 EVs registered by the end of this year, a figure it apparently will not meet. But there's still plenty of enthusiasm for electric cars and trucks. To share that enthusiasm, we turn to some of the members of the Southern Oregon Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Association, SOHEVA, which provides some outreach in support of EVs, an outreach made harder, like many things, by the COVID-19 pandemic. Three guests join us. James Stevens is the SOHEVA president. Welcome, James.
Hi there.
Bruce Borgerson is with us. He's an organizer for an upcoming online presentation. Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
And Jim Harton is with us as well, who is a member and presenter at the upcoming online event. Hi, Jim.
Hi, welcome.
So, James, why don't you give us the overview about SOHEVA and how much it's grown in recent years?
Okay. So, SOHEVA, Southern Oregon Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Association, started in 2015. So we've got over 5 years of being there for people that are interested in electric vehicles at any level, and we're promoting electric vehicles at all levels. So that means people interested in electric vehicles but don't know anything, maybe drive a gas car but are thinking about a hybrid. These days, we're really strongly promoting that people move immediately from a gas vehicle or hybrid into a full electric vehicle, because now is the time and there's so many things happening. So over the years, we've been the advocate for electric vehicles, but then we've also moved into new technologies that are all part of the move to a what I call the electric economy. That is, people would transition to all electric, meaning getting off of any fossil fuel, including, of course, vehicles. That's the obvious choice. But to go from natural gas for heating to electric for everything in the home, the business, and any industry. So we're promoting all of that, but we're promoting it from a sustainable energy generation aspect. That is, we strongly promote solar, wind, hydro, micro hydro as alternative fuels to generate electricity.
So not just the vehicle is clean, but the electricity supplying the vehicle is clean as well.
That is correct. So why burn fossil fuel to make electricity when you can generate it directly, sustainably, with no emissions, no greenhouse gases? So all of that, and we continue. I think our big push now, and I think Jim Hartman, who is on the line too, might have more to say about this. And Bruce Borgerson, by the way, Bruce Borgerson is also the SOHEVA business manager, so he performs a great function to kind of manage how we're doing things and using our donated funds wisely, things like that.
Bruce Borgerson, let me ask Borgerson how you've been able to try to continue your outreach in the midst of the pandemic.
Well, we've been doing a Drive Electric Week now, well, ever since I became a member 3 years ago. And the last 2 years, we had gatherings of cars in parking lots and invited the public to come and check them out. And get in the car and drive with us. This year, we decided it's not a good idea to do that. So what can we do to outreach to the public using electronic media? So what we're doing is three online Zoom sessions this coming Saturday, the 26th. We recognize that people have different levels of income, different budgets, and different interests in electric vehicles. So we're doing three different sessions. One for people, low budgets, for cars, $2,500 to roughly $15,000. Then from $15,000 on up, people are ready to hit the open road with newer cars. And then one on Tesla and the new autonomous driving technologies. So there'll be three separate sessions. If people want to join in them, they can go. This is being co-sponsored by SOCAN, Southern Oregon Climate Action Now.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners can go to the SOCAN website, go to the calendar, and on the calendar for the 26th, click on the link, and the information and the direct links will be right there.
Okay, I'll make sure we link to those as well, in addition to the links we have to SOHIVA. Bruce Borgerson, James Stevens, Jim Hartman from the Southern Oregon Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Association, SOHIVA, our guests here on the Jefferson Exchange. Questions, welcome from you, 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jim Hartman, when you get people into electric vehicle land and they're not there themselves, what's the first question they usually ask?
Well, that really hasn't happened to me a ton. I do want more people to do that. But I guess I'd say one of the things is just how do I charge locally?
Mm-hmm.
And just as a new owner, you know, I was able to just charge at home. I don't really drive that much. But I've also driven my car all the way down to Los Angeles, and I've learned, you know, how to do that. I don't have a Tesla. I've got a 2019 Leaf Plus, which has a range of 225 miles. And, you know, it's a little tricky. It's really not super easy, but I got this car because I wanted to really eliminate all my gasoline usage, and so I've been able to do that even for these bigger trips. And I think over time it will get easier.
How long did it take you to get to Los Angeles with a 220-mile or so range?
Well, you know, normally it would take probably about 12 hours,
mm-hmm.
okay? But I think I stopped, I visited a friend in Sacramento, and we just had tremendous difficulties and challenges. It literally took us like about 5 hours of charging time to go 7 hours down the road. But that was like where everything that could go wrong was going wrong. But in the future, it will get better. But it's kind of an adventure now. It's a different style of travel where basically you have to be open to, you know, maybe playing chess and takes about an hour or two to get fully charged. And also I had tremendous heat. I had to deal with COVID because I couldn't go into like a Starbucks and just chill.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it was a real challenge. And then sometimes things don't work out like they're supposed to with any mechanical thing.
Wow.
I will say that with Tesla, I own a Tesla with a 300-mile range. And I have done the same trip that Jim has done to Los Angeles with only one fast charging stop. I can fast charge from a fully depleted battery to a full charge in less than an hour because the Tesla stations are now super chargers, which means they can really charge fast but safely. A lot of people say, well, that's bad for batteries, but Tesla technology, because their additional cooling really allows that. So big difference between the latest long-range technology and Tesla compared to other vehicles.
But how much more are you going to spend? You mentioned the price ranges there. You're dealing with three different sessions in these Saturday Zooms online, $2,500 to $15,000, $15,000 and up, and then Tesla in a category by itself. What does a Tesla go for these days?
Well, you can actually begin at the low level without all of the features. In other words, the full autonomous driving, the full premium interior, and, you know, lots of options. You can actually start at about $35,000, which is great. Now, when I bought my car, there was a federal tax incentive of $10,000. So I actually was able to get that. Now Tesla has produced too many cars, and that has gone away. But I would say $35,000 entry, and then when I bought my car, I fully loaded. I bought every possible option, so I ended up out the door at $65,000. But I'm not regretting it at all because of what the car can do.
Let's take a phone call.
If I can put it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
And if I can put in a plug for the low end, I bought my EV out the door. I didn't get a rebate for $9,100.
Oh, wow.
And it's got a range of about 75 to 80 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But that gets me all around the Rogue Valley. I haven't burned a drop of gas in the Rogue Valley since I bought it. I simply charge at home and go to Medford, go to Central Point. Point out that like 95% of the trips Americans make are less than 50 miles, and that counts about 70% of total mileage. So you don't need $60,000, $50,000, $40,000. So under $10,000, you can do all your driving all electric around the Rogue Valley.
Okay, let's take a phone call here from Kathy in Gold Hill. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with the members of the Southern Oregon Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Association, James Stevens, Bruce Borgerson, and Jim Hartman.
Yeah, hi. Great topic. I just wanted a cautionary note that when we're attempting our transition away from fossil fuels, that we need to hang on to the old 60s wisdom that the first thing we need to do is dial way back on our consumption. There's a new movie with Michael Moore, Planet of the Humans, that talks about some of the concerns. For example, we can't just transition straight across because, the time it takes to build out, we really need to continue to depend on fossil fuels for quite a while. Also, the amount of land covered by solar and wind farms is a concern. There's environmental concerns about where they're sited. And then deeper concerns, and this has, by the way, been, the information has been refused.
Kathy, I'm going to have to stop you there. I'm sorry, because I want to get an answer to your question, or you can get your concerns addressed, but we're running out of time here. Bruce, you want to take up the things that Kathy was talking about?
Well, this is a concern which is legitimate, and we have to. Our point is that if you are going to get a newer used vehicle, it's better to get electric. Yes, obviously there's a manufacturing penalty to anything, but if rather than going out and buying a new fossil fuel car, and what that means, it's better to go electric because in the long run it's going to have a lot less climate impact.
Mm-hmm. And if I could tag on to that,
sure.
The fact is that electric vehicles are so much more efficient. When you drive a fossil fuel vehicle, you're only about 15% efficient in use of that fuel, where an electric vehicle ranges up to 90-95% efficiency. So it means that even if your fuel, electric fuel, if you will, mm-hmm. is generated by fossil fuel, you are using so much less fossil fuel for the efficiency of the vehicle that you're driving.
All right. So where can, we already mentioned that there are links from SoCan to the Zoom meetings going on Saturday. What time? I don't think we've talked about the time yet.
The times are 10:30 for the low budget, 12:30 for the sort of intermediate range, and then Tesla and Autonomous is at 3:30.
3:30. Okay. So, all right. And how, just a couple seconds left, how autonomous are these getting? Are they, can you basically have let the vehicle do its driving for you?
I own the Tesla fully loaded with the full autonomous capability. I find that I can drive on city streets full autonomous. I don't have hands on the wheel or feet on the pedals. It will go along the city street, stop at stop signs.
Okay, I got to wrap you there. Sorry, I just want to be able to say goodbye and thanks to Bruce Borgerson, James Stevens, and Jim Hartman from the Southern Oregon Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Association. We have links to their Saturday Zoom seminars on our website at jeffexchange.org. Thank you all, folks.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.